And now this is a dictation for Michael Moore, M-O-O-R-E, June 1661, addressed as a letter to Dr. Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A, 837-9307. And Dr. Kreposman, 956-4105. Dear doctors, a follow-up for Mr. Moore, chronic kidney disease. He has underlying hypertrophic cardiomyopathy and history of pulmonary emboli, last visit in March. Episode of atrial fibrillation. Successfully cardioverted, remains on sinus rhythm. Has a pacemaker defibrillator that has not fired. Last episode, he was cruising trip at Alaska. AFib lasted apparently 12 hours. No major associated symptoms. Weight is stable. Denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary symptoms. Presently, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Review system negative. Medication list review. I will highlight Lasix Topro, Farxiga, takes Eliquis anticoagulation. Next paragraph, pressing weight 214, blood pressure by nurse 118.62, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, heart device on the left upper chest, no pericardial wrap, appears regular, obesity of the abdomen, ascites tenderness, no major edema, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry July, creatinine 1.6, stable over time. No anemia, normal white blood cell platelets, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, present GFR 46, liver function test not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3. Stable over time, no progression, not symptomatic, no indication for dialysis. Normal size kidneys without obstruction. Incidental bilateral cyst, which appears to be benign. No urinary retention. Stable hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. Has a defibrillator without any firing. There has been preserved ejection fraction. No indication for EPO treatment. Present electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium is normal. Phosphorus needs to be part of his regimen. Phosphorus needs to be part of his blood test. Come back in 6 months.